Amen. Take your Bibles, go to Psalm 46. Psalm chapter 46. Once you get there, if you could stand, Psalm chapter 46. We'll read the whole chapter together. Preach to you a message entitled, "The Psalm That Storms Cannot Shake." You'll understand that once you read through this passage here. The psalm that storms cannot shake. Let's go to verse number one. We'll read through the chapter. We'll read all 11 verses together. It says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Verse 9, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, in our toughest times, how you always are there, you always show up, and we must never fear. Lord, I pray that as we examine and look through this chapter here in Psalm 46, Lord, that we can gather some things up to help us, Lord, no matter what we face in our daily lives. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. You may be seated. Hey, the storms may shake everything around us, but it cannot shake the God that holds us. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Boy, they can shake a lot. Some of you said that with conviction because you're just like, yes, there's been some storms in my life that everything was just shaking like crazy, but there is one person who's not shaken, and that's God. And I'm glad that he holds us. The Bible says that he holds us in the palm of his hand. No one can pluck us out of his hand. I'm thankful that I get to have his protection. Some of you men in here may be pretty strong, but I'd rather have him protecting me than you. I'd rather have his protection over the strongest man in the world, because God's protection is above everything else. You know why? Because he created everything else. Everything else on here, on earth, is not more powerful than my Savior. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Because I think if Christians truly believe that, they would face life a whole lot different daily. I think many Christians believe it, but forget it all the time and need to be reminded about it. And that's why this morning we're going through Psalm 46 to be reminded of when storms come, when your life starts shaking and things start falling apart. Remember who holds you in the first place. Remember who your foundation is. Sometimes storms show up on a weather map. Hey, a storm's coming. Man, don't you like when you get to know when a storm is coming? You don't just have to look up and say, "Oh, I see some clouds coming. It might storm." It's kind of nice to get an update like, "Oh, it's going to storm tomorrow." We can plan our week a little bit better. Unfortunately, that's not really how life works, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know, "Oh, storm's coming up next week, babe. It's going to be a rough week next week. I don't know how we're going to handle this, but we'll figure it out." Let's prepare for it. Let's set some finances away because the vehicle is going to break down, it says, in 2 months from now. So we need to set $1,000 aside for when that happens. Wouldn't that be nice? But that's not reality. Sometimes we live like that should be reality and we expect that. And then when things show up, when the storms happen, it shakes us to the core and things are falling apart in our life and we weren't prepared for it. We weren't ready for it. We forgot to remind ourselves who's really in control. Who maybe sent this storm just to shake us up, to teach us, hey, who should I depend on during this time? Who's in control? Who can help me during this time? Hey, when everything around you begin to shake, you discover what your faith is really resting on. Is it resting on you or is it resting upon your Savior? Psalm 46 here was written for shaking days. If you've had a shaking day before, would you just nod your head? Shake your head for a little bit, all right? Okay? Feels like the whole congregation just went like this together, all right? We've had shaking days. Maybe some of the young people haven't quite experienced too much of a shaking, so their shaking was like this. Oh, it's coming. You'll be like this pretty soon, all right? It's coming. You'll be shaking the whole body, all right? Letting everybody know. I've been through a lot. Just talk to some other people in here, and people can share some things. Somebody in this room right now is going through a storm. Yours is shaking more than others are shaking right now. Some of you just got through a storm. You're on the other side of that storm. Some have a storm coming down the road and don't realize it's coming. It is a part of reality. It just is. And I'm here to tell you, I can't change that. You can look at the person next to you and they can't change it. You will not find the answer to change or fix your storms here on earth. You will not. There are people that have tried. We think that things will provide happiness. We think that if we could just work more and make more money, we will be happy. We think if we could just have that house, everything will just be fixed. If we could just have that nice car, I'll be way happier and things will be less stressful. And we think all these things on earth will fix our storms and will provide abundant happiness that we want. And we think we have the answers. The problem is we depend upon ourselves too much. When a storm comes, we look to ourselves. We look to others. How do I get through this storm? Rather than to the one who sent you the storm. He sent you the storm for a reason. Do you realize that? He sent the storm your way for a reason. You may not know what it was there for or why he sent it to your place. You could get angry and upset at God. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I've never seen that work out. I can't sit here and read off a list of success stories and just tell you motivational story after motivational story of everybody who just rejected God when a storm came, got bitter at God. I have not one single story to tell you of somebody who took that road and it worked out for them. Not one. But I have a lot of stories I could tell you of people that have chosen him and looked to him through a storm. And now he guided them through that storm and he taught them some things through that storm. And now that they're on the other side of that storm, have a story and a testimony that has helped many of people. You got to decide, what is your foundation? Are you your own foundation? Is a friend your foundation? Is just your husband or is your spouse? Are they your foundation or is he your foundation this morning? Because I'm telling you, we sing that song about the kids. The wise man built his house upon the sand or on the rocks. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Okay. If your foundation is people of this world, things of this world, I'm sorry, but your life will fall flat. But if your foundation is him, you see, when a storm comes into your life, it exposes your foundation. It shows you, shows those around you, who your real foundation is. Because someone whose foundation is truly him and look to him throughout a storm, they don't shake as much. You know why? Because he's holding them. They don't think about quitting. They don't give up. They don't say, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Or they may utter those words. But deep down in here, they know I'm not giving up. A human frustration throughout a storm can sometimes get the best of us. One of the greatest men in the Bible, Elijah, remember him? Remember the man who saw fire come down from heaven, killed all those prophets of Baal? I mean, the man just had the power of God upon him. Then he was running for his life. And he's sitting up under a juniper tree complaining to God. Poor me. Just take me home. Why am I here anymore? I'm the only Christian left on earth. I have no friends, Lord. Nobody's here to encourage me. I don't have anywhere else to go. I don't have anybody to talk to. No one to tell them about the struggles that I'm dealing with. That's what Elijah went through. He thought of giving up. But then God reminded him who he was. God said, eat some food, go to sleep. Right? Eat some food, go to sleep. All right. Sometimes men come home from work and frustrated about stuff, and the wife's like, just eat dinner, all right? Go to sleep. Get some rest. All right. You'll wake up better. I promise you. All the men are like, oh, that's happened sometimes in our home. hey, some things will shake us. You know why? Because we're human. But if you truly have your foundation, your Savior this morning, like we're going to learn about, I promise you, a storm may shake you, but it's not shaking him, and you will get through it. Number one this morning, God is our refuge when everything around us is shaking. Go to verse number 1-2. Look at that. It says, God is our, say it with me, what's that word? Refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. God is our refuge when everything around us is shaking. God, Bible says God is our refuge. First two words are enough to steady a troubled heart. God is. It didn't say God was. God might be. Not God will become. It says God is. We don't even need the rest of the chapter. God is. That's all you should hear is God is. He is everything he has always been. He has never changed. What he has done for somebody else, he can do for you. I love hearing what God has done for God's people. I love hearing other stories of when someone went through a storm, God was there for them and God provided for them. I love on Sunday mornings in our Sunday school class to have, hey, what did God do for you over the last week or 2 weeks? Testify, tell us. What did God do? You know why? Because it encourages me when I hear that God's taking care of his children. It encourages other Christians in the room. Hey, if we're not careful, we hear what God's doing for other people and all of a sudden we get upset at God. How come you're blessing them? Why are you doing that for them? Why do they get to drive that car? How come they're not going through that? And you think you know everything. God's blessing them, but you don't even know what storm's shaking them right now. There are storms in this room that are going on right now. You came to church today with a smile on your face, but most people in the room have no idea what storm is going on right now. What storm is shaking you? You don't know what other people are going through. Pray for them. Be there for them. Hey, a word of encouragement will go a long way. A word of prayer for somebody can go a long way for them. A refuge can only help the man who runs to it. I think if a storm was brewing outside and all of a sudden they said a tornado is coming. You know what the average Indiana person does, Midwesterner does? Not run to the refuge. Right? It's what I learned when I moved out here. We move here. My wife's all like, I mean, if there's a tornado that could possibly, got a 1% chance, she wanted us to go to the down to the basement here at the church. And man, I'm like, really? Is that serious? Like, wow, it's crazy. And then I move here and I'm like, does anybody go to the basement? I see videos of everybody just watching these tornadoes just circling their house. Like, wow, that's incredible. Now I find myself doing that. But boy, if a tornado's coming right towards my house, I'm sorry, but I'd be a fool to stay out there. And just, wow, as it's coming to my house, I'd be running to the basement. I'd be running to the refuge. Hey, when I go outside and it starts raining, what's the first thing you usually do? You go where? Under a shelter to get out of the storm, to get out of the rain. Hey, a shelter, a refuge is of no use unless you go to it. The Bible says he is our shelter. Not your friend. Not your spouse. Not your mom and dad. He is our shelter. I am thankful for the people that God has put in my life. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for a good godly dad and a good godly mom. I'm thankful for people that have pointed me to him, but they are not my shelter. He is my shelter. There we go. Hey, people can fail you. He will not fail you. Amen. God is a very present help. Aren't you thankful for that? Present. I don't have to read the Bible like it's a history book and God only did it for them. Man, what a great God he was. No, when I read the Bible, I get to realize the Bible says that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So every time I read the Bible, I know that when I read the Bible tomorrow, I can already say, man, what a great God I serve. What I'm going to read tomorrow, I can't wait to see what God did then and what he can do now. What storms he fixed then and who he helped through a storm then, he can still help now. He can still help in a present time. God is a very present help. The storm may change your plans, but it cannot change God's presence. The Bible says he will always be there. Do you depend on him like he will be there? Do you prepare yourself for that storm that's going to come? Man, today is a healthy day. Body's looking great. Man, you're going to work. No problem. But what about tomorrow? Is it going to completely catch you off guard? It's going to shake your world upside down. You're going to quit on God. You're going to get bitter at God. You're going to quit. You're going to make terrible decisions in the midst of a storm. You should never make life-changing decisions in the midst of a storm. You just shouldn't. I've never seen people who have big, massive changes in their life in the midst of a storm. You are weak. The Bible says he is your strength. You need help. You need shelter. You need a refuge. You need protection. Lean upon him. Prayer. Get in your Bible. Don't less prayer, less church, less Bible. If your foundation is truly him, then when a storm shakes you, you better run to him like you never ran to him before. Amen. What would you do in a literal storm? You would seek shelter. You would seek refuge. Hey, when a storm comes into your personal life and into your spiritual life, why are you thinking that you can provide the shelter? Why do you think you can fix everything? Most of the time, you're the one who got yourself into that mess. That's how I find it with myself. Why do I depend upon myself? Hey, the earth may move, but God will not. The mountains may fall, but God will not. The waters may roar, but God will not. Your world may be shaking, but God is still standing this morning. He is still there for you. He will never leave you, the Bible says. The faith does not ignore the shaking, okay? You don't just all of a sudden wake up and things are going bad. And, I'm not going to believe it. Not going to believe it. Nope, that's not happening. That'd be unwise. Hey, faith does not ignore the shaking. It trusts God who cannot be shaken. It trusts God who cannot be shaken. My dad said this all the time, and I've written down in my Bible. Don't let the storm tell you how big God is. Let God show you how small the storm is. Some of you need to write that in your Bible, in a place that you can get to when you're going through a storm. Let me say it again. Don't let the storm tell you how big God is. Let God show you how small the storm is. To you, a storm looks huge. I think of my daughter and how she, Jessa, gets very scared of storms. You know who she runs to usually when there's a storm? Me. She thinks I can protect her from the storm. I mean, I really can't do much. If God wanted to take our house, God's going to take our house, right? But she finds shelter in me. When I hold her sometimes, if she hears the tornado, we try to like not say that there's a tornado coming in her house. We're just going over to the church basement. I just have fun, you know? Nothing's going on. It's storming, but it's not a big deal. I mean, it gets out eventually, you know? If she hears tornado, she freaks out. But she finds shelter in Dad. I want her spiritually in her life to realize that I'm not her shelter. He is. I'm okay if she runs to me for a storm, physical storm that's outside and raining. Man, I like to be Dad and think, hey, it's going to be okay. I'm here for you. Hey, but in real life, when a storm comes, Dad can't fix everything. She's got to realize to depend upon her Savior. You've got to realize to depend upon him to get you through that storm. Hey, those words, I can't do it anymore. I know, but he can. Yes, sir. He can. Yes, sir. What are you facing this morning? What are you facing? I can promise you this, whatever you're facing, you're not facing alone. He's there with you right now. Those of you that have been through some big, heavy storms, we understand there's different types of storms in the physical world. Small storms, big storms, really big storms. Some in this room have been through some storms. Some have been through some big storms. And some have been through some really, really big storms. But today you're in church. God brought you through it. God got you here on the other side. Some of you in this room have used that storm, that experience that God brought you through, to grow you up, to teach you some things, but God has used that to help other people. You've used it to help those next to you. Because that storm that you went through, you're not the only human on earth that's going to go through a similar storm. There's other people that are going to go through those types of storms. Hey, it's okay to be a good Christian to help other people and to point them to the Savior. You don't become their God, but you can point them to the God. You can remind him of his goodness. You can remind him of how he'll protect them. You can remind him, hey, he's your shelter. He's your refuge. Number two this morning, God is our river when everything within us is dry. God is our river when everything in us, within us is dry. Look at verse number four. It says, there is a, what does it say?
River.
Say it with me. There is a what?
River.
The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And it says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and that right early. Hey, the picture changes. In verse three, the waters are roaring. In verse four, the river is flowing. One speaks of chaos and the other one speaks of calm. Outside the city, there is noise, there is confusion, and inside, a quiet river brings life and gladness. Two different types of things, complete opposites. A roaring river, dangerous, and then a calm river. This is what God can do for his people. He may not remove every loud thing around you, but he can put you through a quiet river within you. My dad's health journey has been up and down throughout his life. He just recently had a massive stroke that he should not have been the same, shouldn't have been able to talk, shouldn't have been able to think. There should have been some serious consequences for him, but God's hand was upon my dad. Scared the living daylights out of the family. And I woke up on a morning to a text and calls from my mom, telling us what was going on. Pray for dad. We don't have any answers. We think he suffered a bad stroke. He didn't know who he was, didn't know how to call or text anybody. And it was a scary time. And I remember when my dad, an hour after I got that text, I remember just sitting there in my bed and I couldn't get out of bed, just crying, tears started flowing. It's not been a new thing in my life to know that my dad's health could take him at any time. Since the time I was 8 years old, the doctors had told him he didn't have much time to live. A lot of times they said they didn't think he was going to live till he was 40. And I remember my dad telling me all the time growing up, son, if I can live till I'm 50, I'll be a blessed man. Just know that. If I can live till I'm 50, I don't have a good body. And the doctors have told me they don't think I have much time. And so that's been in my head for a long time. And now he's 63 years old. And God's given him year after year after year. But it's something that I've always known that could happen anytime. And my dad's got a wealth of wisdom that he can help me with. And I remember being shook that moment of just thinking I could lose him. And I asked myself, did I ask him enough questions? Did I learn enough from him? Did I have enough phone calls with him? Did I waste opportunities that I could have gotten in that moment? Man, I remember it shaking me and getting a phone call an hour later from my dad. Hey, son, how are you? I didn't know what was going on. I said, Dad? He said, I'm doing pretty good. They're surprised that I'm here. I guess I might have had a stroke. I guess I didn't know who I was. He starts explaining the whole situation to me. And my dad always finds humor in stuff and just always, yeah, they're taking good care of me. They're giving me, you know, incredible hospital food and stuff. You know, it's so good. And I said, but Dad, are you okay? Like what? And he was a little, as you know, he's had a hard time thinking and processing it sometimes. There's just a little bit of a few moments. I just looked at my wife and I was just crying just to hear his voice in a normal way. But in that moment, I'd ask myself, what was given to me was a lot as a Christian. If the Lord decides to take my dad, who has put a lot into my life, will I let that storm shake me so much that I'll give up everything that was given to me? I'm thankful for salvation. Thankful was given to me. I taught in my Sunday class this morning, why should I sit here and not do anything with the gospel? The greatest news that's ever been given to mankind was shared with me. Why do I not want to share with anybody else? Why was it given to me? Was it given to me so I could come to church and just sit still and hear about the good news, hear about how Jesus loves us, hear about his goodness and do nothing with it? No, God gave me a purpose in life. God gave me a responsibility in life that no matter what storms come into my life, no matter how hard it may be, how much they may shake me, it does not matter. He is still the same. And he will, when I'm dry and I have tears have run dry, the Bible says he's a river. He's a river for me. God is our river when everything else is dry. I know many of you in this room have had nights and days where you've cried so much you just had no more left to cry. Dry tears came out because the storm that was shaking you. Isn't it amazing? I'm thankful that storms don't last forever. Aren't you thankful for that? Some of you don't really. I mean, you look at my dad today, and he walks around, and he has a cane. And you look at him, and you think, he's had a bad, his health been bad. My dad's health the last 7 years has been the best it has been from the time I was 7 years old. From the time I was seven till the time I was about 30 years old. I mean, my dad was bedridden in a wheelchair and, just doing everything he could to get to church. He sat in a chair to preach 60% of the time, sat in a tall chair just to preach God's word. He knew if he could fight to get behind the pulpit, every time he got behind the pulpit, God would take all of his pain away. So his favorite place to be was behind the pulpit, behind the pulpit to preach, because he knew, hey, if I just get there to preach, I may not be able to do all the other things that other men in church are doing, but if I could just get to church. And I remember him waking up and just many times, his entire body locked up. And my mom would have to wake him up at 5 a.m. and just start working on his hands and getting his hands to open up and putting different oils and different things on his body because he'd be in a fetal position. But he said, I'm getting to church somehow. I just need you to help me get there. My mom would spend hours on a Sunday morning just getting his body to where he could at least get into a wheelchair and he could get dressed and he could come to church. And you would see him, and sometimes his neck would, he'd get tremors and he'd be shaking like this. Sometimes he'd come to church, but then all of a sudden he'd get behind the pulpit and everything was fine. No more tremors, no more pain. And God would use him to preach. Sometimes he preached too long because it felt so good to be behind the pulpit. Be like, hey, we got lunch to eat, Pastor. And he'd say, I'm feeling too good. I don't want to leave the pulpit. Let's make the announcements a little bit longer this morning. But I remember seeing what God did for my dad. And all the pain he went through and him not fully always understanding it. But the longer I've lived, I've got to see with my own eyes how God has used my dad through the storms that have shook him to his core. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hey, there's joy in the morning, the Bible says. Aren't you thankful a storm doesn't last forever? Hey, a storm comes, we see it, man, it ends in 24 hours or it ends in 48 hours. Then all of a sudden it's a beautiful sunshiny day out. That's how life is sometimes. The storm that you're in today feels like it's never going to end. But take a second and look back at your life, at the other storms you went through. Are you still going through those storms? Did God bring you through those storms? Did they end? Did he get you through those storms? Was he faithful then? Hey, remind yourself of who he is. Remind yourself of what he already did for you. I'm afraid sometimes we get into a storm and maybe it's a bigger storm than we went through before. I believe God will bring bigger storms down the road in your life because you have grown and he wants you to grow some more. And he's going to bring a bigger storm into your life. And if you are not careful, you will not remind yourself of what he did back then. The storms he brought you through, how he was still faithful, how he was the same God then. And when you go through a storm today and you're in the middle of it right now, some bad decisions may come out of that because you're becoming your foundation. You're the one deciding to give up. You're the one deciding to quit. You're the one who says, no one cares about me anymore. My life's a mess. It's a wreck. I don't have a friend. No one's there encouraging me. I'm done. I'm not going to church anymore. And a terrible decision is made in the midst of a storm that God is trying to grow you, to use you, something great for him. and you don't even look to him, the one who can send the storm, the one who can take the storm away, be careful. The Bible says God is our river when everything within us is dry. Number three, God is our ruler. And lastly this morning, God is our ruler when everything beyond us is out of control. God is our ruler when everything beyond us is out of control. Go to verse number 8. It says, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Go to verse 10. What does it say? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The final section deals with what wears us out. Things we cannot control. We want to fix everybody and arrange every outcome. But God never called us to be sovereign. He called us to trust the one who is. Look back at what he's already done for in your life. Remind him of that. Hey, take time to write things down. To remind, we're very forgetful people, are we not? We're very forgetful people. We forget a lot of things. Someone tells us their name. Hey, good to meet you. Samantha, how are you doing? What's your name again? We forget 5 seconds later what someone's name is. That's how we are. And that's how we are in the midst of a storm. We completely forgot how good God was back then. Hey, when we came through a storm before, we got through it, and all of a sudden, man, we're singing God's praises, how good he was, and we're sharing it with everybody we can. But then down the road again, God brings us through a bigger storm, and we completely forget. I can tell you story after story after story of people that I've seen from a young age that I've gotten to see with my own eyes. Gone to church for my entire life. And I've seen storms come into people's lives that shook them to their core. And they didn't look to him. They looked at circumstances. They looked at people. Someone said something that hurt them. Someone did something to them. They didn't have enough money. You name it. Excuse after excuse. And I have all these different things, man, that sound legitimate, humanly speaking. But the answer, just look to him. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I know you can help me. Lord, I don't know why you're bringing me through this storm, but Lord, I'm going to trust you. I don't know what direction I need to go, but I promise you, Lord, I'm not going to make any decisions on my own. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. Lord, please help me in this storm that is shaking me to my core. Please be there for me. You're praying to him knowing he's going to be there for you. You know he's going to, I hope you know that. If you don't know that, you need to read the Bible a little bit more. Because God's revealed to you, it doesn't matter what situation, what storm you go through, God will be there. God will not fall off his throne because you went to sleep. God's not run out of mercy.
No, he's not.
He has not ran out of goodness. Hey, when you hear someone, God did something else, I don't think God has any more left to give me. He has not ran out of anything that he has promised in Scripture. The supply is more full than it's ever been. And he's ready to bless you. I believe God sits up in heaven, ready to bless people, ready for just drop something down to surprise them, to encourage them. And he's just waiting to see how we respond, waiting to see how we get through a storm, waiting to see if we truly depend upon him. I can tell you from experience in my life, God just sits up there. When I respond the right way, there you go, son. There you go. That ought to help you. That ought to get you through till tomorrow. That ought to get you through for another year. That ought to get you through for another month. But when I don't depend on him, and I think I can fix it, and I think I can get through this, one thing after another starts falling apart. It's like God sits up there and says, when are you going to learn? When are you going to figure it out? You can't fix it, sir. You can't fix it, ma'am. I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who sent you a storm. I know how to get rid of that storm. I know how to get you through that storm. I know how to you can grow through that storm. I know how to use you once you get through that storm. I've got the answers. Hey, Psalm 46 gives us a refuge when everything around us is shaking. It gives us a river when everything within us is dry. And it gives us a ruler when everything beyond us is out of control. So let me ask you three questions. Where are you running? Where are you running? Secondly, what are you drinking from? What are you drinking from? And thirdly, who is ruling your heart? Who is ruling your heart? Maybe you are saved, but fear has taken over. You have stared at the storm so long that you have forgotten the shelter. Where the shelter is, who the shelter is. Run back to God. Please, I'm begging you. The storm may not stop this afternoon, but fear can lose its throne this afternoon. I pray that you look to Him when you have figured out there's nowhere else to run to. Run to Him. Hey, you've probably made some bad decisions. Maybe you're in the midst of a storm right now and you haven't had the best attitude. That's okay. We all haven't had the best attitude in the midst of a storm. It's okay. But it's not okay to walk away from God. Yeah. It's not okay to get bitter at God. It's not okay to just completely give up and quit. You need to get that right with the Lord. Apologize to Him. Say, Lord, I'm putting my faith back in You. I'm trusting You again. Coming to church and just sitting in a pew and hearing preaching is not just trusting the Lord that He's going to get you through the storm. That's just doing the due diligence of a Christian to come to church. Hey, we need church. We need preaching from God's word. But are you going to respond to the preaching? Are you going to respond to hearing Psalm 46 and how the storms may rage, but He is not shaken? You may be shaking. You may be upside down with everything. The finances in your home today may be a wreck, and you don't know how to get out of it, but God has the answer. Are you going to look to Him? Hey, the earth can move, the mountains can fall, the waters can roar, heathen can rage, kingdoms can be moved, but God is still our refuge. God is still in the midst. God is still on the throne. Let me say this, and I'm done. Your God was God before the storm. He is God in the storm, and He will still be God when the storm is gone. Amen. Your God stands when everything else falls. Can you remind yourself of that? Hey, Psalms there says Selah, or that chapter says Selah 3 times. Like, what? I think the Bible puts it there for you to, hey, look at that. Whoa, slow down. Look at that. 3 times. Remind yourself, if you're going through a storm, hey, open up Psalms 46 and look what God can do to help you get through it. Remind yourself of the goodness of God. When you can't find any goodness around you, I promise you, if you look for it, you'll find a lot of goodness if you just open your eyes and look for it. We can find negative. Hey, if I asked you this morning, hey, tell me all the negative things about Blessed Hope, I would never do that. Because you'd probably have a lot of things you'd love to say about Blessed Hope and the people, this person, that person. Because, man, we as human beings, I don't care where you go to the DMV, you got a lot of things you'd like to say about the DMV and about our government. We could, negativity. There is no problem for humans to find negativity. It takes work to search for goodness. But I'm thankful as a Christian, I don't have to search long because God has been good to me. I don't care if a huge storm comes tomorrow, a week, a year from now. I know, I'm telling myself now, no matter what God does for me in my life, I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to lean upon Him. Don't put your faith in the person in the pew next to you. When you're going through a storm, if they say something that they shouldn't have said, you're going to quit because of that? That's how solid your foundation is? Because another Christian said something they shouldn't have said or did something they shouldn't have done? I hope it's not. I hope your foundation is in Him and not in the person next to you in this room. Look to Him for help. Hey, Satan will use someone's comments to hurt you deeply. If you're not careful, you'll give up. You'll quit. Just let it strengthen you. Let it point you closer to Him. Let's pray to our Father. Thank You so much for Your goodness, Lord. Lord, I pray for those right now that are going through a big storm, Lord, or going through maybe it's a small storm. Lord, I just pray that You would protect them, Lord. I pray that us as a church would pray for one another, Lord, and pray that we need to be there for one another, Lord, to encourage one another and uplift one another. Pray for one another, Lord. Lord, I just ask that You would just help our church collectively to remind us and remind each other of how good You are. Hey, when God does something good for one of us, Lord, I pray that we would tell everybody about it. God was good to me. Let me tell you about it. Lord, I pray that in the midst of a storm, Lord, that we would just look to You, not just something we say or preach, Lord, but something that we live and we make decisions based upon knowing no matter what it is that we're going through, we're just going to trust You. It's easy to say, when you're not in a storm, yes, I'm going to trust the Lord. Whatever he brings my way, I'm just going to trust him. It's easy to say that, Lord, but when the storm actually hits, that's when the true foundation is shown of who our faith truly is in. Is it in us and is it in man's ways? Or are we truly going to depend upon God? Lord, I pray that you just help us this morning. Thank you for Psalm 46, Lord, and the reminder of how powerful you are and how you can help us get through these tough things in our life. In Jesus' name.